Let's get right to the news from the campaign trail. A number of new polls out today bear good news for Hillary Clinton, especially in key battleground states where polls are considered the most important. In Michigan, Clinton now leads Donald Trump by 7 points. In Florida, she is ahead by 4 points. And a new poll from Here and Now contributor WBUR shows that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 7 points among likely voters in New Hampshire. The survey also found that by a wide margin, voters believe Clinton was the clear winner in Monday night's first presidential debate. Anthony Brooks has the story.
The new poll is in line with a number of national and battleground state polls that have come out since Monday night's debate. They suggest that after watching her sizable post-convention lead over Trump all but disappear, Clinton is gaining some ground. According to the WBUR poll, in New Hampshire, she now leads Trump 42-35%.
She had what appeared to be a very good performance. Voters rated it very positively in the debates, and she seems to have stopped the slide that she was experiencing going into the debate.
This is Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the survey. He says by a 3-1 margin, New Hampshire voters say Clinton won the debate. But consistent with previous polls, this one identifies a big challenge for both candidates. Neither of them is very well liked. 51% have a negative view of Clinton. 61% feel the same way about Trump. The poll also shows that Clinton continues to build a striking advantage among women. Almost half of them view her favorably, and according to pollster Steve Cazella, a whopping 70% of women view Trump unfavorably.
That translates into votes. You know, there's going to be a big gender gap, but it's the size of the gender gap, I think, that makes a difference. And when you see these numbers, how few women view him favorably, I think that's a real concern for him.
And it's an advantage that Clinton was eager to press at the debate on Monday.
This is a man who has called women pigs, slobs, and dogs, and someone who has said pregnancy is an inconvenience to employers. Who has said women don't deserve equal pay unless they do as good a job as men.
If Clinton has a large advantage among women in New Hampshire, Trump has a smaller but still substantial 9-point advantage among men.
I'm voting for Trump.
Tell me why. This is Josiah Adams from the town of Greenfield, New Hampshire. He's 20 years old and will be voting in his first presidential election next month.
He's like definitely more for the people. Hillary, like, she's been in politics for so long. I mean, just like how she's been able to make all the money that she has just being in politics. And it just kind of says a lot about her, you know. And Trump seems like a way better choice.
Adams watched the debate on Monday and says Trump did well at the beginning, but then faded. But he says it really didn't change his view of the candidate.
I want to see him do better in the next ones, but honestly, I'm not sure how much the debates even really persuade people. I think that at this point, a lot of people have already made up their mind.
That view is borne out by the WBUR poll. It shows that most people say the debate didn't influence how they regard the candidates, even if most say Clinton won. On the question of which candidate is fit to be president, the poll identifies another big advantage for Clinton. About half of those surveyed say Clinton is qualified. Only a third say Trump is. And many Republicans, a third of them, in fact, say he's not. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
That number really hasn't changed a lot since we polled over the summer, that he's not fit to be president. But the fact that even his own partisans aren't necessarily sold on the idea, I think, is quite remarkable.
At a Clinton rally this week on college affordability at the University of New Hampshire, plenty of people said Trump is unfit to be president. Among them, Eli Tyrell Walker, a student at UNH who's supporting Clinton and is exactly the kind of young voter she needs to win over.
To be honest, I was a Bernie supporter, a pretty big one. And then Our Democracy spoke and Hillary won the nomination and I had no problem switching. I never had many problems with her, even when I supported Bernie. I love this event because she's coming to the college, speaking to students about the issues that are concerning them.
With less than 6 weeks to go until Election Day, the WBUR poll found that most voters have made up their mind, with just 4% still undecided. In a tight race, they could prove decisive, so it could come down to this guy.
Well, it's hard because I really don't want to vote for Hillary.
This is Dave Tremblay from Hillsboro, New Hampshire. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter because he says he wanted to vote for change, but now he's considering Trump, but says he's still undecided.
Hillary is just not going to bring a lot of change. Not that I agree with everything with Trump,
So you're the voter that they're both fighting for. Independent, undecided. You're the guy.
I know.
The future of the country is in your hands. No pressure.
No pressure.
Another option for Tremblay is Libertarian Gary Johnson, who's favored by 13% of New Hampshire voters, according to the poll. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.